Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel, Shabbos 93. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing a case which we had cited earlier on the bottom of Tzadi Beis, Amud Beis, where we learned the following, that if two people are bringing something out together on Shabbos from the private domain to the public domain, and it's something that Zeh Yachol, that one of them is able to carry it all by themselves, V'zeh Einu Yachol, and the other one cannot carry it by himself, he'd only be able to do it with the other person. Meaning to say, Rashi implies that one of them literally cannot do it by himself. He needs the other person. That's how Rashi explains it. Then we say, that according to everybody, one of them is going to be liable. So we ask, which one is going to be liable? So Rav Chisda says, the one who's able to have brought it out by themselves. Since he could have done all the work by himself and he was involved in doing it together with the other person, he's going to be liable. Because if you want to say the one who's not able to bring it out by himself is liable, he didn't do a full action. What did he do? He didn't do it from his strength at all. It only came from the one who was able to do it. So when Rav Chisda gave this answer, Rav Hamnuna says, no, we can say that even the one who's not able to do it is also liable. Why? Because he's helping the one who is able to do it to help him take it out. So why should he be exempt? So Rav Chisda says, yeah, misayeya, he's just helping him to do the work, but he's not himself able to do it by himself. And we say with this context, misayeya ein bo mamish, that that's not actually considered like you have done anything, if you are a misayeya. So this is the principle of Rav Chisda, that under these circumstances, the person who helps, it's not considered mamish. It's not like he's actually helped. And so therefore, we're not going to obligate him and find him liable for the help that he did. And so too, we're also not going to exempt a second person because he had the help and this other person helped him, was his partner in it. Because since he could have done it on his own, we're going to say he's liable for this. And the Gemara indeed brings several proofs for this position. And Rav Ashi brings a proof for this from the law of a Kohen who was worshiping, doing his service in the temple, and one of his feet was on a utensil and the other foot was on the floor. Your feet are supposed to be on the floor. So if you would have removed, but only one foot was on the temple and the other foot was on the floor. So if you would remove the utensil from what it was resting upon, he would have been able to stand on one foot. And so therefore we rule that says Rav Ashi, that his service is kosher, even though the other leg is just helping. And so it's like he's standing on interposition and the other one is and not on the ground. Nevertheless, we see from here that misayeya there's no mamish to it, because even though it's helping, even though there was a chatzitza with the foot that was helping, we're able to discard it. And so for this reason, we say that misayeya emo mamish. And so the Taz challenges this because we see from the Taz, it raises the following question. We see from here that a misayeya, both from Rav Ashi and Rav Chisda, that a misayeya, one who helps, is not considered to be something significant. Whereas with respect to the Gemara Makos 20b, Rav Ashi himself said that there that misayeya is considered to be mamish. And so therefore we learn under that case that if somebody is cutting off the payas of their head and he's doing this prohibition of Baal Tak, if I'm not cutting off the corners of one's hairs on their head, and the person there is going to be considered to be like helping, right? And if somebody helps him under those circumstances, it is considered within that prohibition. And indeed, that is the halacha, that one who helps for somebody to commit that prohibition is considered to be involved in it. So we see that helping to do a sin is actually like you did the actual sin. And so therefore, you're going to be liable for lashes. So how come, asked the Taz, in our sugya, do we say that Messiah is not a mamish? And so therefore, the Taz says we have to draw a distinction. And the distinction is, at what point does the person get involved? That if the person was already involved in doing the prohibited activity and the other person comes around and helps, then we're going to say that the Messiah has no mamish to it. There's no essence to it. However, if before the person comes to cut off his hair, then he comes and he helps him and he arranges it, then it's like he's doing the work and he's Messiah in it. So this sugya came up in the Rav Paul, and he brings up the following issue with respect to a Moel who was an expert Moel, and he was the Moel of the city, but he wanted one time to be the Sanduk. He wanted to have the mitzvah of being the Sanduk for his own son, which he never got to do, because he was always being the Moel. And so the question was whether he was allowed to be the Sanduk, or do we say mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho, and he can't give it off to anybody else. So the Darkei Moshe says, he quotes the Darkei Moshe that the mole, if the father knows how to do it, he's not allowed to give it over to somebody else to do. However, the Rav Polim says no. The mitzvah sandik is a great mitzvah, and we find this minhagei of the Maril that the sandik is really the one who's called the Baal Bris. That this is the essence of the mitzvah, and in fact, it's even bigger than the mole because it's like he's bringing the Ketores on Shemayim. And so therefore, not only is it great, and it says not only is it such a great mitzvah, it's like he's involved in the mila itself, because since he's holding the child and he's involved with the bris, it's like he's really there. And so therefore, it's even better. And so, and indeed, he says that which we say this law of that Messiah Embo Mamish, and he quotes this principle of the Taz, that that's only if he's not there from the beginning, if he's only joins in it from in the middle. However, the Sanduk is essential to it. And so since the Sanduk is too essential and he's there from the beginning, it's like he's completely participating in the mitzvah. So he's almost equal to the mole. And therefore he says that under this principle, the Messiah is mamish. The helper is actually involved. And so therefore, indeed, he allows him to do it under these circumstances.